USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
That the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A grand jury in New York State voted not to indict police officers for the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died of asphyxiation while in police custody in March 2020 in the upstate city of Rochester. Humans were not the only ones stunned by last week's winter storms. Hundreds of sea turtles suffered as well. Texas, USA, Radio News Bureau's John Clemens dives in.
Probably we'll walk them over to the side right there.
That was the sound of the U.S. Coast Guard working with rescue organizations to release the sea turtles back into the water off Corpus Christi, Texas. Sea turtles are cold-blooded creatures, meaning they can't regulate their own body heat. During the frigid weather, they develop hypothermia, becoming lethargic, and actually float to the surface as they become stunned by the cold. Rescue volunteers were able to bring the sea turtles to area warming tanks. Now, with the water above 55 degrees, the sea turtles were gently dropped back into the water.
There you go. That was spicy.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Motor Racing Network caught up with driver and television commentator A.J. Allmendinger after Sunday's road course race at Daytona. A.J. was asked, in addition to running a full-time schedule in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, how many starts do you tend to do in the Cup Series?
I mean, we've talked about the road courses. I believe Kaz is going to do all the super speedway races. I believe that's the plan. So I think we planned on if it goes well here at Daytona, running more of the road courses. But, you know, that's up to Matt Colick and Chris Rice. The ultimate plan is to try to go for that Xfinity Championship. That's our main focus. And between myself and Justin Haley and Jeb Burton, that's what we're going to do. But yeah, if we can run more of the road course races, that'd be cool.
The Dixie Vodka 400 race is Sunday at the Homestead Miami Raceway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. President Biden is heading to weather-worn Texas on Friday. Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
At least 20 people died as a result. Millions of folks were without heat or water for several days. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.